Well, let's take a quick check now on Puerto Rico, where safe drinkable water is still hard to find nearly a month and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated that island. In an isolated pocket of the Central Mountains, which was among the worst hit areas, a team of seven soldiers from North Carolina's Fort Bragg is trying to help. Jay Price from Dewey UNC spent time with them.
Beside a lake surrounded by high limestone cliffs, a droning machine is slurping up the muddy water and rendering it clear and safe to drink. Sergeant Gary Wyckoff then directs it into three room-sized round storage bags that lie on the ground like giant beached jellyfish.
This bag's getting kind of low right now, so I'm just holding the pipe down so that way it doesn't suck into the bag.
While he switches valves on the 9,000-gallon storage system, other soldiers are filling all kinds of containers for a throng of locals that's nothing short of festive. Some brought 55-gallon drums, others empty 2-liter soft drink bottles, milk jugs, buckets. The line of cars and trucks is so big, police have to direct the traffic. Strictly speaking, Wyckoff and the other six young Fort Bragg soldiers here in the Utuado municipality are making clean water. But really what they're doing is creating a pocket of joy on an island where almost every one of the more than 3 million residents is suffering in one way or another. Jose Santiago, a rotund retiree, has rolled up in his red pickup, an American flag flying from one side, the Puerto Rican flag the other.
Oh, that's the Powerball.
The Powerball.
Yeah, $70 million. No, $700 million. That's what, to me. You give me money, okay, I'll take it. When you give me water, I said, money, agua primero, échale la guagua.
Agua is primero. And here in Utuado, the soldiers have been making more and more water, more than 20,000 gallons a day now.
Who's coming to get it?
Everybody. It's everybody from this area. They can't keep up with the need. They said there's 34,000 people there that still need help.
Utuado had heavy storm damage, with several residents killed and the homes of thousands more damaged. One community that's still cut off by road gets its supplies via a cable strung over a river. Not far behind the jovial Santiago and his red pickup is a dump truck with two plastic tanks in back that can hold 700 gallons. Driving is another beaming retiree. Three times a day, Perez Quiles fills the tanks and drives around his neighborhood of about 80 homes, distributing the water for free. And twice a day, his wife and sometimes a neighbor drives down with breakfast and dinner they cook for the soldiers.
They treat us like family here. And it's awesome. It feels like we're making a difference.
They are. Since the hurricane, most people in the region have been relying on water from streams, which carries dangerous levels of bacteria. A car is pulled off the road, and two couples are washing clothes as a pair of toddlers play in the water. Paula Bernicet, 19, is from the nearby town of Arecibo.
She lost everything. Her house was destroyed.
She says that she and neighbors come here to do laundry and get water to carry home for cleaning and running toilets. For drinking and cooking water, they go to the soldiers or sometimes find water somewhere else. She says it's unclear how long people here will have to piece together their water supply like this.
She's hearing rumors that it's going to take a while.
But an Army spokeswoman at the recovery center in San Juan says they won't be pulled out until they're no longer needed.
We're just going it by day and giving out as much water as we can give out to whoever wants it and whoever needs it.
And for now, that's more water and more people every day. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Utuado, Puerto Rico.